My name is Jamie Klingler, and I'm one of the co-founders of Reclaim These Streets. And the topic of TEDx is Life Finds a Way. And I'm going to be talking about how during the pandemic, I lost and then found my way and found my voice.
So you're going to be talking about small but crucial investments. Could you tell us about a small but crucial investment in your life?
I think sometimes we think about five-year plans or all these ways that we can change ourselves or change our lives, but sometimes it's the little things that ripple out and make big, big changes. In April of 2020, I quit drinking, and that led to me becoming a runner and losing a lot of weight and then becoming a full-time activist.
In the promotional video, you say, what would you change if you had a year? When you ask people this question, what sort of responses do you get?
Some of them are about sleep patterns. Some of them are about meditation. Some of them are about being better parents and being more present when they're not at work. I think a lot of people have a lot of things that wake them up at 2 a.m. and that they think about in the middle of the night and then they never get to, or that they never concentrate on because there's always something more important than ourselves. And actually, ourselves and our futures and our happiness and being present and being awake for our lives is really, really important. So I'm not at all prescriptive about what you need to change. But if you've got things that have been bothering you for 20 years that you don't think are ever, ever possible to change, I contradict that. And I kind of stand up to that 2 a.m. voice and say, no, you can do it. And you can invest in yourself and spend the time and effort to really, really make those changes. And once those changes are made, all kinds of new changes come up and all kinds of new directions or possibilities are opened up and your life can go in places that you never expected possible. I certainly radically, radically changed almost everything about my life in a year.
When you quit drinking, did you have a plan in mind? Did you want to go into activism? And if you say it's in April 2020, if I'm correct, Reclaim These Streets was set up about a year after that. At what point did you want to go into activism and choose this course?
I had no idea. And actually, I tweeted on March 10th of 2020 that I was going to do a vigil. And really, it should have just been over by that Sunday. It was not this big planned career change or life goal or anything like that. But because I had silenced my 2 a.m. voice and I had tackled so many things about my life, when Sarah Everard tragically went missing and her remains were found, I not only wanted to be with other women that were as angry and upset as I was, I knew that I could provide that space. And I never could have done that if I was still drinking, if I was still in the state I had been in at the beginning of lockdown. But all of the changes I made throughout that year meant not only did I believe that we needed that space and we had to have it, I believed I was the person that could provide it. And I knew that my event planning skills and my media skills meant that I could do this and I could be the one that stood up and was counted for the first time in my life.
In a statement that you put out from Reclaim These Streets, today's judgment is a victory for women. You say at the end, if the police appeal this decision, we think it would further erode women's trust in the force. Is that something you've seen since the Met announced they will appeal?
They've asked permission to appeal, so it has not been approved yet. And yes, we fully believe that it is a waste of taxpayer money. They have again and again and again tried to silence us and tell us that our rights were not eroded and the courts have disagreed on all six counts. The idea that I ended up suing the police in high court is so beyond what we ever expected at the beginning of this journey. It's just outrageous. But we won. You know, we fought the power and we won. And having the capacity and having the stamina to do that, it was very hard to raise the money. It was very hard to go through the whole judicial review process. It's exhausting, but it's so important that in a democracy, our human right to protest is enshrined in law.
After all that you've done, you've garnered huge amounts of media attention and I believe goodwill from a lot of people. What are you going to do with this in the future?
Lots of different things are under discussion. Right now, I'm actually using a lot of the media skills that I've gotten through this process to help train younger women and help get them to a point where they're confident so they can spread the word. You know, this is all a group fight that we've been fighting for a million years and we'll continue to fight. The goal is that we don't have to text me when you get home again. You know, the goal is that violence against women at the hands of men and the responsibility for that is placed at men and not about women changing the way they walk, changing the way they dress, changing where they go. And we've done a ton of work, but it's a drop in the ocean. And there's so much work left to do. I've been hugely inspired by people like Mina Smallman, who we learned so much about how to campaign and the importance of highlighting that women of color get less press and let's get less media attention than white women when they're sadly murdered in this country, and what we need to do to amplify those voices and to make sure that we're all safe.
And finally, what's like a very first step you could do towards silencing that 2 a.m. voice? What's something that somebody could try and do today if they weren't thinking, you know, I've got to make a big change to my life over the course of a year?
I think a lot of times at 2 a.m. we spiral and something gets said and something you go over and go over and go over in your head and you stay up all night thinking about it. And then you just try to silence in the morning by going about your routine. Writing down our worst criticisms of ourselves and seeing if they're valid, seeing if there's elements that you have power over and have control over. Basically looking at that and seeing what you can change and what you can't. And what I was able to change in terms of the 2 a.m. voice was really about the drinking, which then handled a lot of confidence issues and handled a lot of me hiding from grief. And it was not an easy year. It was an exhausting process, and it was day in, day out making really good decisions. But I really sleep so much better now, and I run a lot, and I eat a lot better, and I sleep a lot better. And I feel like I'm not only somebody my mother would be proud of, but I'm not ashamed when I wake up in the morning, and I'm fighting the good fight, which can be exhausting and tiring, but it's not filled with me worrying if I'm doing the right thing. And we'd love for you to join us on April 30th at Rose Theater. We've got 12 amazing speakers, and we're really excited to present TEDx Kingston to you.